Good day. I'm Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online with your weekly update on the latest news impacting the insurance industry. First, a call to arms in the cyber world as the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, or PRA, expressed concern over vulnerabilities in digital security among insurers. They urged immediate action to safeguard privileged access management and perform rigorous security testing. This comes on the back of a June advisory, underscoring the regulator's dedication to fortifying cyber defenses, mirroring global regulatory trends. These measures are crucial for maintaining financial stability and managing risk, especially in the face of rising cyber threats. Moving on to courtrooms, where professional sports and insurance policy recently intersected. Former rugby league star Ethan Lowe had his $1 million insurance claim dismissed by the federal court. Despite Lowe's sustained neck injury leading to a permanent condition, it didn't meet the stringent definition of hemiplegia set by the insurers. This incident underlines the complexity of determining sports injury claims and serves as a reminder of the importance of understanding your policy's terms and conditions. In another recent court case, Triumph for a homeowner against insurer Allianz in a dispute over a fire damage claim. The insurer had questioned his residence status, but effective communication and sound evidence helped overturn the initial denial. The ruling emphasizes the importance of clear communication and collecting every piece of evidence when dealing with insurance claims. Lastly, from the Senate, there's been spotlight on climate risk and its influence on insurance. The problem here lies in the variations in levy design standards, which manifest in insurance rate discrepancies. Suncorp's Rhys Whitley explains that while climate change does increase extreme weather events, it's the natural climate variability that has a greater impact on premiums. So it seems we need a robust strategy for risk assessment and climate readiness to bridge this gap. And so we wrap up another week in the world of insurance. Be sure to stay tuned to Financial Services Online for your essential updates. For more information on personal and business insurance, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Thank you for listening. I'm Paige Estrotori. Until next week, stay safe out there.